They say that where there's trash, there's treasure. And in the case of the next story, that is certainly true, because the excavation of a new rubbish dump nearby gave Isaac Casanova's villa the world's first intact skeleton of a flying squirrel. He's been able to use the specimen to settle a long-standing debate between molecular biologists who said these were recent evolutionary spin-offs and paleontologists who claim that flying squirrels are much more ancient.
This started with the building of a rubbish dump, of a landfill, 40 kilometers outside Barcelona in 2008. And, well, many fossils have been recovered from this landfill, including primate specimens. And they found a block with a couple of femora, and it was taken to our preparation lab because they thought initially it was a primate. But when preparing, they found that it was a rodent, a very large rodent.
So they were disappointed on one hand, but then excited on the other, because this was something very unusual.
Yeah. But at the beginning, the only one that was excited was me, because it was, wow, it's a large-sized rodent with very slender limb bones. What can this be? And we had found some dental remains of flying squirrels. So we initially thought that these limb bones could fit with a large-sized flying squirrel. And when preparing the block, we found a skull with those teeth as well. So then we were for sure that was the skeleton of a flying squirrel. This is the first time and the only time we know that there was a skeleton. So we could have a complete picture of the animal.
Why is this one so well preserved and so intact compared to every other specimen ever uncovered?
That's because it was buried extremely fast. The animal died and it was not scavenged at all, and it was covered by a mud flow that with time became a mudstone. So the animal is intact with the bones, some of the bones even preserved in the original anatomical position. So the femurs are still attached to the pelvis, the tail is still attached to the pelvis.
Now, what did we know before you found this particular specimen? What did we know about the family tree, if you'll excuse the pun, of flying squirrels?
Well, there was a major disagreement between paleontologists and a molecular biologist. Molecular biologists studying the DNA of extant squirrel species found that flying squirrels originated from tree squirrels very recently, about 23 million years ago, whereas paleontologists purported flying squirrels as old as 36 million years ago. So that was a major disagreement of more than 10 million years between paleontological and molecular data.
So how did this new specimen change things?
Well, to tell if a squirrel actually glides or not, you need bones. You need bones of the skeleton, particularly the breast bones, which tell you if the animal had this flying membrane that we call patagium to glide from tree to tree.
These bones are the little projections off the wrist, aren't they? They're like an extra digit that helps to extend that membrane to create the gliding surface.
Well, it's actually a cartilage. So it's the same as your nose, the cartilage supporting the gliding membrane that is attached to a particular breast bone. And then when the flying squirrel jumps, it moves the hands, it rotates the hands inwards, and the flying membrane is extended so it can glide for many meters, sometimes more than 100 meters, until the next tree.
So if you had that particular wrist appendage, you'd know what you were dealing with unequivocally.
Yeah, sure. So we put an additional effort to recover these small breast bones. These are a few millimeters long. So when preparing the skeleton, we insisted that all the sediment attached to the bones had to be screen washed in order to recover the smallest fragment.
So what does that mean, putting it through a sort of sieve so that you make sure you don't lose anything?
That's it. All the sediment you remove, you put it through a sieve, and then you wash it with a little bit of water. And when sorting, we found two of the breast bones that turned out to be two of the three that support the cartilage of the patagium. So we were extremely happy that day because we did it. It was an eureka moment, no? We found them.
So that gives you the diagnosis. What about dating it? Can you date the block and work out, therefore, the context in which this animal is and therefore where in the timeline it sits?
Yeah, we have very accurate datings using a technique based on changes in magnetic polarity that give you a precision of 100,000 years in the dating. So we know this is 11.6 million years ago. Knowing that, if we put it in a family tree with the extant flying squirrels, then we can recalculate the dates of divergence of the different squirrel species and families and groups.
And when you do that, how old does it turn out that this family tree is? Because you were saying there's a bit of a controversy between one school of thought based on paleontological findings and one school of thought based on genetic molecular findings, and they disagree. So actually, what is the correct answer based on what this fossil tells you?
This is not going to be the definitive answer, but for the moment, we get older ages than the molecular biologists. We found that 23 million years ago is a possible age, but an age as old as 31 million years old for the splitting between the two lineages is as likely as that one.
It's amazing what you can find in a rubbish tip, isn't it? That was Isaac Casanovas Vila. He's at the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona.